There we
Yes, welcome to episode one of the Sports Bible. I'm Michael.
I'm Jackson. I'm a second year student at Laurier Bradford studying digital media and journalism. Michael, what do you study?
I take criminology. I'm in my fourth year at Laurier Bradford, ready to get this degree over and done with.
I feel that I got like I think like 3 more years left, but it's okay.
Yeah.
So with this whole podcast or radio news station, our main goal is obviously talking sports, but not just on campus at Brantford, but branching out to the mainstream leagues like NBA, NFL, which pretty much brought us together. We both love sports. I'm a guy who watches anything, whichever on tennis, curling, baseball, you name it, I watch it.
Really?
Curling, yeah.
Really?
If it's on, it's on. It's sports. It's just kind of like background music to me, background noise.
For sure.
Just a bit about me. I've been playing sports all my life. Started off with, I feel like everyone started off with house league soccer. So I think the only one there. Then I moved on to 4 years of football. And then I moved to 1 year of rep soccer. And then fell in love with cross country in high school. And I'm a participant for this year's cross country team. Michael, what about you?
I started off with soccer as well. Played that throughout my life, favorite sport. I did a little bit of basketball in high school. Most of my friends were playing it, so you got to be around that culture all the time. So just played that. Soccer was good. Was good to me. I played first year at Laurier Brentford. And then I took a break for second year. And then, of course, third year, there was no sports. But yeah, like you, I started out with the house league soccer.
Yeah, I just feel like everyone, like when they're young, it's just house league soccer. You ask anyone at any time, I don't care if you ask. You can ask Kobe Bryant. Well, you can't ask him. Rest in peace, the GOAT. You can ask. I feel like anyone just played soccer when they were young. It's just a common sport to play.
Yeah.
But the thing about sports, what I like is that it's competitive, but it brings so much people together. It doesn't matter what you're going through. You step on the field or the court or the pitch. You just leave it all behind, and it's like a second family up there.
Yeah, I feel like it's also a break as well because like we're in school for so long. You look forward to it on the weekends when you have practice. Like that's the main thing you look forward to, and it's kind of just it's a nice escape as well. And I know you did cross country, and that's like an individual sport, but you see when you're with that second family, like you said, with the team sports, it's always a good time.
Oh, 100%. Which now this year with the COVID restrictions kind of down and be on the ground a bit, it's a whole different atmosphere. I feel like at Brantford, like I'm actually going there for a purpose now, not just school, but cross country. And I'm excited that there is a season this year. I'm excited that there's a soccer season this year. Which I don't know. I just feel like sports on campuses, it just brings a whole new atmosphere.
Yeah,
Like
it's good for the
just a
school
oh,
too.
100%. It just brings a new like perspective. And you wake up, you just be okay, like I have something to do today. So sports back on campus. Obviously, we as I said, cross country, varsity, soccer, varsity. Which kind of sucks though that there's only two sports at Brantford. I kind of wish there was a basketball team. We have a pool, so obviously a swimming team or something. I just feel like cross country and soccer, it kind of limits people to do. I know there's extramural sports and stuff, but it's not the same.
Yeah, I know, because Laurier Brantford's still like a growing school, so those things are they'll be here eventually, but yeah, I wish we had some more varsity sports to cheer on.
If you had to pick one varsity sport to be at Brian Fillory, what would it be?
Oh, basketball, for sure,
For sure.
basketball. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I might be a bit biased here and say cross country, but there's already a cross country team. But I've had to go. I don't know. I feel like adding that a football team in Brantford, just adding that rivalry between Waterloo and Brantford,
Ooh,
would have
yeah.
had would be something. I don't know. It just it feel like a Knicks versus Nets or a Yankees versus Mets game or something. Just add that rivalry would be
Yeah.
cool. But we don't have that facility or the money. So as you said, we're a new school, opened up in like I think 1999.
Yeah.
So we're pretty fresh. But maybe eventually, maybe we'll have that rivalry between Waterloo and Brantford. But besides cross country, I feel like football would be a big one. I feel like we get a lot more students.
Yeah, definitely. We definitely recruit a lot more people, scout some
Yeah.
more people. Yeah, I think as Brantford, like at the city grows, as the city grows, the school will grow with it. So we'll get those sports eventually.
Yeah, I mean, the city is something else downtown.
That's
We you see some pretty interesting folks,
yeah.
but it's I don't know. I just feel like without them, it wouldn't be Brantford Laurier. It's
Exactly. Yeah. You gotta,
a part of it's part of the whole experience.
it's a part
I don't. Well,
of
I've
the
only been here this my first year on campus, so I don't know much about it.
Oh, I
But
have some stories, but
I'm sure by the end of my 4 years, I'll definitely have something to tell my kids. 100%, 100%, 100%.
that's guaranteed.
But oh yeah. But overall, I'm happy that we have sports back.
I've
Not
missed it
just on
so
campus,
much.
yeah. Not just on campus, but this fans back in stadiums, and it just brings a whole new atmosphere. It just feels it's it was boring watching games on TV. It's like there's no audience. It's just they make a
Yeah.
bucket and you can hear the chattering in between the players. It's
It's not the same.
no, it's not no.
It
That's
showed.
why oh 100%. It
Like
showed 100%.
it showed how important fans really are to the game, like any game, any sport, because even the athletes, they feed off their energy as well. So when you don't have them in the stands, it makes a real difference on when you watch the game, even at home on TV, because it's so dry, it's not the same.
Yeah, just like watching that. Going back to Trae Young versus the Knicks, like you have no fans there, it would have been not the same. It would have been the same. Like it was crazy. Like he fed off the fans, like their bad energy, and it was just so interesting to watch. It just felt like, like LeBron's return to Cleveland. When he was Miami, like that's what I felt like. Something big like that. Without fans, it's sports and sports. It's simple.
Yeah, you even saw how social media wasn't even the same without the fans.
Oh yeah, 100%.
It took a dry spell. It wasn't, because I know, for example, like you said of Trae Young, like social media
Yeah.
obviously blew that up. Like Blue Chew account finally had something to
Oh,
post, you know?
yeah.
So they weren't replaying the same the same old clips where fans were there, you know, they actually had something to work with. So yeah, fans are necessary for the game.
Yeah, which like leads us to like my next point here, like how much sports are missed and how much we miss sports, and a big thing that as we said is fans, 100%. It's you can't. It's like walking into an open gym in high school. Like it doesn't feel the same.
Yeah.
I know spectators. For at least for my race, we have a race coming up, Laurier at Fanshawe on Saturday at 12. There's no spectators at all, which sucks. It's
Ooh.
especially running wise, people feed off, especially me. I don't know other. I feel like other runners do it as well, but I feed off the energy that the fans or the audience brings, like the yelling and the screaming. it gives you that extra push, which I'm gonna miss it, but at the same time, I'm out there finally competing, which is nice because I haven't felt that in 2 years. Mm-hmm. Coming in as I said, I'm a second year student, sorry. And last year was canceled with COVID, and I took a gap year when I finished high school. So I haven't been, I missed it. I missed going out there to practice. And so Saturday, it's going to be crazy. It's not going to be the same though, with obviously the audience, but just to be able to finally compete. It's going to feel nice.
What's the team atmosphere, the practices? Yeah. What have they been like?
Definitely a bit more intense than high school. I'd say high school is kind of just our coaches like, go for a run, and we just ran to the park. We didn't do practice. We just sat there, play games at the park. with this university, it's coach is always there. We just hired a new assistant coach, Tanis, who's actually hired by Lori Branford as the sports team's physiotherapist. So it's nice, especially with me, injuries and stuff. But the atmosphere wise, it's I don't know. It's kind of hard to say. With practice, it's intense. On some days, rain or shine, we're out there. I think last week we had a hill practice on a Saturday, and it was pouring rain. Ooh. Pouring down rain. But like I felt like that's sports though. Like you play in any condition.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had to describe the atmosphere because I haven't really answered your question. I'd say it's at some points it's intense. Right now, I feel like this week is going to be more intense just because we have race day coming up. So I'd say it's intense. That's intense. I think that's a good word to describe the atmosphere of sports for cross country.
I'd expect that too, because one, you guys have to be in shape, obviously.
100, yeah.
And then two, it's the first race back as well, right? So you don't want to come back and you want to leave a good impression, right? So
yeah. We'll see how it goes though. We have the whole boys team is rookies. Which is, we have zero experience for university. The girls team, as I feel like majority of people know, coming off of provincial champs in 2019. Three girls are returning from that team. But they also have added a lot of good talent that I can see. Mm-hmm. So I feel like they are definitely in contention to go back-to-back provincials.
Wow.
Which is, it's good. Guys team, I was kind of worried because it was just me before September. So we picked up former guys. So we have five on the team, which is nice. But we're all inexperienced. So first race will be a bit of a challenge, but I feel like towards the end we'll make it, hopefully.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's the goal.
And I know for you, you mentioned soccer.
Yes.
I don't know. Last year, obviously, COVID was canceled. So are you excited this year?
Yeah, I was really thinking about it last week, actually, if I wanted to make my return. I think it would be good, especially for fourth year. You know, since sports are back as well, kind of just end on a high, you could say. Get all, you know, gather all the friends together. And obviously it's going to be the competition I was used to. Most of them have graduated now. So it's going to be fresh for everyone. So I'm excited to see what the season will show us.
Yeah. Now, you said you I think 2 years experience, if I'm not mistaken.
I played in first year, so 1 year experience.
Okay. See, I'm going to be trying for the team as a first year player. What would you say for like Brantford wise, biggest mm-hmm. your biggest competition in first year, like team wise, like school wise?
School wise, Humber was amazing. Humber was really good. George Brown was good. St. Clair was pretty good. Centennial. Yeah, those four teams. Humber was amazing. Their team. I'm pretty sure they have two teams, like an A team and a B team. That's how good their team is.
Jeez.
So yeah, Humber was a solid team. George Brown was coached well. But yeah, continue.
I don't know if just to clarify, Brantford, to people out there, Brantford is an indoor team.
Yes.
Unfortunately, it's not an outdoor team. So it's if you want, kind of like break it down for people who don't know the indoor rules.
Yes. So it is 6v6, so 5 on a goalkeeper. You play 25-minute halves. There are 3 tournaments. So the season starts in the winter, so January. Once we're back from the winter break, the season starts. There's 3 tournaments, and then everybody makes regionals. And then from regionals, you have like a tournament. And then if you advance, then you go to provincials, and then you go from there. So usually teams start like around this time, they'll build the teams. Some of them are already competing for the fall season. So they're playing right now. But since that's outdoor, we just create our team at Laurier Brantford, and then we train all the way till January. So that's something to look forward to. But yeah, it's also pretty intense. The practices, you have to survive the practices. That's the best way I can describe it.
All right, so conditioning is top priority.
Oh, top priority. Top priority.
All right, so I should be good? Question mark?
Yeah. Okay. I expect you to run us out of the field.
Well, I don't know if you know him, but Michael Visser, I know.
Yes.
He is on the team for cross country. So I'm expecting him to be one of the top conditioned people. That's hopefully what he can bring. He says he wants to do this for soccer, but I feel like I can see in his eyes, he's slightly falling in love with cross country, which is, it's nice. It's nice to see.
Wow, you're taking one of our guys.
We needed a team. So coach is around all week asking anyone. And Michael was there helping. So Martin pulled him aside. We got him on the team. And he's looking strong. Right now he's looking like our second runner.
Oh, okay.
He's got that fight in him, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
You guys might see an appearance of Michael on the show. Potentially, we don't know. But yeah, so I don't know. That's good to know, though, conditioning wise. But you said January, you guys practice till January. So is that so no games from October to January, just practice?
No, just practices, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I know I've been seeing on the OCAA Instagram page games, but not, that's outdoor.
Yeah.
So they come to indoor after or no?
Yes, most of those teams do.
Okay.
Some schools have, they just have an outdoor team and they have an indoor team. Some schools, it's the same team. They'll do outdoor and indoor. Like I said, with Humber, they might rotate. So their A team will just play the outdoor season, and then their B team will play the indoor season. So it just depends on what the school wants to do, how they want to develop their players. But yeah.
I was looking at the schedule today. Humber is leading the 2-0. And St. Clair is the last right now.
Really?
Yeah, I was. I know one of the players on the St. Clair team. Maybe I'll see him, but right when you said Humber, my mind went straight to the table in my head, and like, yeah, the number one. They have like 6 points, 2-0.
Humber. I think Humber will always have a strong team. It's a big school. They attract students, so they'll always have a strong team.
Well, this year, Brantford's gonna be in the Raider. I promise you that right now. I guarantee you, Brantford's gonna be in Raiders for schools. They ain't gonna come over. They ain't gonna want to come to our facility. Or there's no way. I know, which sucks though. I was told that you can't slide.
No, you can't slide tackle. Duh. You can't slide tackle.
So like, what's the restrictions here? Because that there goes my whole like soccer play style. Like that's my whole soccer play style.
Are you a defender? Like,
I did play defender in high school and rep. I'm just a physical guy. I just like letting you know I'm there. But I think this year I'm going to try out for winger position.
Okay.
Use the stamina to go up and down the field.
Mm-hmm.
Just I have some experience with defense. So you guys need me back there and obviously use what I use in cross country and get up and down the pitch. But yeah, slide tackling is my play style. So I don't know what I'm going to do here.
I can tell you can keep the physicality for sure. That's a big thing. These teams, okay. all the good teams are physical.
Okay. So
you got to keep that. The slide tackling, it's just a game style adjustment, you know?
So you're telling me if a guy gets past me.
Yeah. You pull a shirt. You pull a shirt.
Okay. Okay. So I can't slide and hit the ball first and then him?
No, no. Because it's a yellow card.
Even if I hit the ball first, it's a yellow card.
Yeah.
What is this? This ain't soccer. So you're telling me if our goalie gets chipped and I'm running back, I can't sacrifice my body, the goal line cleared.
Honestly, I haven't seen it. I would do it.
I just gonna let the ball go in. There's no way.
Exactly. So
okay,
we might have to do it one time and see.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna have to get some practice and not going on the ground. Because I don't know what I'm gonna do here. I don't know what I'm gonna do. No sliding. It's tough.
It's hard.
I'm guessing we're just gonna have to pull the jersey if anybody like. Knowing me, I know I'm gonna. It's gonna slip up once. I'm gonna slide. I just know I am. 100%. If it's in the end of the game and we're up 2-1 or something, I'll take the yellow card.
Ooh.
I'll take the red if I have to. I don't care.
In indoor, actually, a yellow card means you have to sit out. It's like hockey. You're in the penalty for 2 minutes.
For how long? 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
See, this is the thing. Sports getting softer and softer.
That is very true.
100%. Let us play. Let us play the sport. I'm telling you, if I touch that ball and he goes over, I'm going to argue with the ref. It was ball first.
Something tells me you're a hothead.
I'm just very competitive. I don't like losing at all. Like, I just, my mentality is go out there and give it all I got.
Mm-hmm, me too.
But no, I haven't snapped in a game. Not yet. I've only played 1 year rep, so I've got like 2 yellows in a term, which like equal to red. But it was just like, you know, we're down 5-1. I turn the ball over. I'm like, I'm not getting the ball. So his ankles are in front of me. So I had to like give him a little tap, trip him up. So
let him know.
You know what? I had to. Like, I got the yellow. It was against Waterloo. Obviously, it's a rival.
Mm-hmm.
The parents didn't really like it. They were calling for me to get a red card, but game was over. We're losing 5-1. You know, the thing about that though is that if you get a red, it's like a suspension if you play, if you ever play again. You sit down in the first game, but it's also a $50 fine.
Really?
Yeah, I got a mail and a letter saying if I do play again, it's a, you sit out the first game plus pay 50.
Wow, I never knew it was that serious.
That's, I don't know if it's other thing, but that's the Kitchener Soccer Club. They charge you if you get a red, so that kind of influenced me not to try out again because I ain't paying $50.
That's what I was gonna ask you next. Did you pay it?
Nah, I didn't pay it. Unless it like switch, if it switches over to the Brentford, I'm done. There's no way. If they track me down and say, "Yo, this kid has got a red when he was playing for the U18 team," I'm gonna be like, "Come on, really? You guys really track me down here?"
Nah,
no way. No way. Nah, I'm good. I don't know if there's fines for university. Hopefully not.
I'm not too sure.
I know that I was like, I think I was told that there's a, you're out, if you get a red, you're out for the whole tournament.
I believe that's true.
All right, so you're telling me get a red card last game.
No.
Championship game, get a red card.
Championship game, of course. I mean,
anything
goes. Okay. Right.
Okay. What's the past though? Like the history of Brentford soccer.
It's like it's accolades. Still growing. I feel. I believe when I joined the first year, that was either their second year or their third year of the program actually. Oh. Okay, starting. Okay. So it's still very new. Obviously with COVID, it kind of pushed us back even more. So it'll take some time to kind of build the foundation. But the coaches, they've set a solid foundation. It's just about obviously now with players graduating. It's kind of like a restart this year. So we'll see where things are, and then, you know, we'll try to build up that legacy this year.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So it's kind of like cross country. You know, cross country, this is the fifth year it's in every program's been available. So varsity sports at Brentford are new.
Still very new. Yeah. Still fresh.
Okay. So that's something I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know that our soccer team was that fresh and cross country teams are fresh, but there's going to be a player or teams that will put Brentford on the map. Obviously, the girls' cross country team winning provincials, that obviously brought attention to future runners from high school, hopefully. And hopefully, soccer can do the same.
Yeah, for sure. That would be a step in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal for, I feel like, any school, just kind of building the program, building their facility and competing. Any predictions this year though for Brentford soccer? Any bold predictions? Any hot takes?
I don't know, because it's, to me, it's like it's a restart, right? Everything's fresh, so anything goes for me. That's why I'm seeing it now. So my whole thing is, I don't know if you know the Kevin Garnett, the quote, but anything is possible.
Okay, of course. After the 2008 finals, I have to know that.
Yes, anything is possible.
Bro, they beat my Lakers. I have, it's a part of me that sits there, but it's okay. Kobe got his revenge in 2010, so it's okay.
He did. Good. Speaking of Kobe, that brings me to a question I have for you.
Ask away.
If you could interview one athlete dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Okay, well, obviously, inspiration is Kobe Bean Bryant. Obviously, I feel like he affected so many lives on the court and off the court. just to sit down with him, have just to get to know the guy. And I feel like when athletes get interviewed, it's all about their sport. Like, it's every question is about their sport they play and stuff. And to me, if I ever get a chance to interview a professional athlete, I want to know who they are. Like, I want to know who they are. Like, they play basketball, they play hockey, they play soccer, football. But I actually want to know who the person behind the sneakers are, the person behind the helmet, the person behind the jersey. Like, who are they as a person? So I feel like Kobe would have been a cool person to interview, just to get to know, because outside of basketball, he was an author, a screenwriter. Like, he had so many other hobbies. So, like, just diving deeper into that would have been cool. Mm-hmm. Also, Lonzo Ball. Right now, he's my favorite player right now in the league. A lot of people clown me for it, but I have hope. I have hope for Zoe. Interviewing him would have been cool. Obviously, interviewing your favorite athlete is always a dream for young interviewers or reporters. So for me, it's Lonzo and Kobe. What about yourself?
For me, if not Kobe, you said Kobe, so I don't want to copy your flow.
Hey, it's you want to interview him, you can interview him. It's totally up to you.
I'll do someone else. I'd want to do. It's a toss up between Serena Williams and Michael.
Okay, Phelps. Whoa, Serena Williams.
Yeah,
jeez. Man. Hey, Michael Phelps. That was it's unexpected there.
Yeah, I'd say so. For Serena Williams, the sheer dominance she had over the game of tennis, I don't think, like, I know sports, anything is possible, but I just don't think we're going to see something like that again. And I'd want to see how she did it from her perspective. Like, how did you get in that zone of just being that dominant for that long? Because people, like, you know, it's not easy. You know what I mean? And that's why, to me, it's the same thing with Michael Phelps, right? When he had that run with the Olympics, and it's just gold, gold, all the way, just gold. Like, what separates you from everybody else? How come no one else could do that? You know what I mean? And if I'm going to be playing a sport, that's what I'm going to look up to. I'm going to look up to the greatness of athletes, the ones who did it the best. So I just want to get, you know, kind of like their mentality of how they approach things. And I think, yeah, Serena Williams and Michael Phelps would give me some good feedback.
That's a, like, an excellent show, not going to lie. Like, Serena has some historical moments. Mm-hmm. Nothing against Phelps, but
of course,
winning a Grand Slam while pregnant, it's so it's no one's ever gonna do that. Like, you ain't gonna see Sue Bird in the WNBA walking around with, like, a baby in her stomach hitting threes, you know? Like,
and that's what I'm saying. Like, it's tennis, bro. It's like, do you know how much you're moving? Like,
side to side, and it's
she's
arguably one of, like, you talk about the greatest athlete of any sport.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's the top female athlete of all time.
Yeah.
Like, you pick any sport, you think of Serena Williams, like, she's the queen of tennis.
Yeah. Yeah. She's
it's, like, it's 100%. That's a good shout, though, you know? Like, I wouldn't expect you to pick Serena Williams or Phelps, but you, backed it up with some good information there. So I gotta hand it to you. Gotta hand it to you on that one.
I win the question for the day.
You know what? You probably do. But we'll leave it for the others. You know, if you're listening to this,
mm-hmm.
let us know. One athlete, dead or alive, it doesn't have to be one athlete. You could, any athlete. Multiple athletes, two athletes, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know. My Instagram is at JackJackRice. Michael, you can plug your stuff in there.
My Instagram is Michael_OKAA.
So feel free to DM us answering the question we had. This could be a daily thing on our show every Tuesday. We might have a question to end the show, but feel free to give us your thoughts on one athlete you'd interview dead or alive.
Yes.
Because we'd love to hear from the audience and interact with people. So one athlete, dead or alive, you choose.
Yep,
But
don't be shy.
make sure you back it up.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't back it up, I'm gonna call you out. I'm calling you out for it.
Yes,
Don't
thank you.
back up your arguments, please. Well, that's not really an argument, but just don't come in here with false information, We're just trying to help you out here. But let us know. One athlete, dead or alive.
Us know. Thank you for tuning in to episode one of the Sports Bible,
Yes,
and we will
sir.
see you soon for episode two next week.
Next Tuesday, 2 p.m. Mark your calendars.
Mark your calendars.
We out of here. We out of here.
Take care.